With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. It's been a crazy week. It's good to meet you here on a Friday. Brent slept over my house last night.
What?
Yep. Had a little sleepover.
Well, do you explain? In your bed?
Do you need more explanation?
I absolutely do. Vinny does as well.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Vinny?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that why you guys came in together? I didn't notice that.
That is why we came. Well, a lot of times we come up together because we come to work at exactly the same time.
Yeah, tandem spots.
So he was
wearing the same clothes?
I think he is wearing the same clothes. I'm not
sure. Did he take a shower?
Sure. I don't know. I was asleep by the time he got to my house. He went to Mill Valley last night to the film festival with Hooman. They saw the Mahershala Ali movie
Hooman
together.
Hooman said it was great.
Yeah, it's so good. It's called Green Book. So just real quickly, the film is about back in the 60s during the time of Kennedy's presidency. I don't know if it was AAA, but one organization put out a book called The Green Book, and it let black people know where they could stay, what hotels in the South they're allowed
Jesus.
To stay at.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, the South still, even though, you know, they lost the war, they still wouldn't really open up parts of towns. So it was Viggo Mortensen plays Mahershala's driver. Mm-hmm. And it's like a reverse driving Miss Daisy. And Mahershala is a really famous jazz musician named Don Shirley. And so it's just, the movie was so, I cried four times in the film. It was just tears were coming down my eyes.
Is that a real person?
Yeah, he sounds like a real person. That name sounds familiar.
Based on a true story?
It is, yeah.
Inspired by true stories.
I don't recognize that name. You do?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Right. Is the name real?
Don Shirley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That sounds really good.
Yeah. What year is it set again?
During Kennedy's presidency.
Oh. It's the 60s.
Yeah.
Early 60s. So you loved it. Great movie. You cried four times.
Yes. How many times you cry? Brynn, you're a crybaby.
I am a crybaby, and I think I may have cried once, it was very touching. I watched the whole thing, and I was going to leave because it started 45 minutes late, and I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm starting to panic, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
But it was good enough, I was like, you know, let me see how it goes. I'll stay halfway through, and if it's good, I'll, you know. So I stayed all the way through, and on the way out, there's a Q&A after, and of course, walking by Mahershala, the star of the film. He's like, I'm staying for the Q&A. And I'm like, bye. He passed me in the back, and Hooman's like, incredible film, guys.
He's like, oh, did Hooman host the Q&A?
No.
Wait, so
that was on the we
Mahershala
both...
saw you leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we talked to him beforehand, too.
Before and after, yeah.
So you guys are friends with this dude.
Well, we...
Well, he remembered you from last time, right?
Yeah. Remember we...
Who could ever forget the two of you?
I know, the duel.
There's no way you're...
There's no way you could ever forget these guys.
No.
There's no way you're going to remember this film that we reviewed, but it was called Kicks, about the kid in Oakland.
I remember that.
All right. By the way, I have a fast fact about Kicks.
Oh.
Okay. Big T... He
what?
Tried
our
out
board
big,
op.
Our board out.
Oh,
Big
Terrell.
T, the yeah, guy Terrell. Yeah, who just left. He tried out for
comedian.
A part in that movie.
What happened?
I didn't. He didn't get it. But I, you know, he has some connection to the film.
Oh. I'm sure he's thrilled you told everybody that.
Well, he was like, man,
I didn't get the audition.
Well, he's still doing overnights, guys.
It's cool though. I mean, like the fact that you know he's out there and he's trying out for these roles in major films. I thought that was cool.
I want him to do stand-up for us that one time.
I know.
I do
he doesn't seem... I mean, he's not a super, like,
jovial...
Well,
he's half dead when we come in.
Yeah, sure. He's been up all night.
That is true.
Exactly.
Still, you know, put on a happy face, buddy.
He does.
I've never seen him smile.
He works his other job, and then he comes in here and then works the overnight, you know, sleeps,
goes
to school in the morning.
Listen, he's working his ass off, no question.
Yeah, he is.
So anyway, he remembered us from Kix. We talked a little bit about that because we got to meet him before the film. Took a bunch of pictures. We posted one on the Alice973 Instagram, everyone, if you want to check it out.
Thank God.
And then as we were leaving the... Because I was going to leave 1 hour into the film. But the movie was so compelling. I had to see how it played out.
So what time did it finally start?
7:45. Yeah.
Why was it late?
Because he was doing stuff with the press, and then they had the director.
And then they had the intro from the director of the film festival, Mark Fishkin, and the head of the board wanted to say a lot of things.
I'll tell you why it was late. Why? Because none of them do a morning show.
Right. They don't care. They're like, it's only 7:45.
They would have started at 5 p.m. if they did, right, Vin?
Right. We were freaking out.
4 p.m.
So then Bryn gets out, and then you... What do you call up John and go, can I crash?
Well, I got
out
at 10, right? So I'm heading back.
So yesterday Bryn came to my house to drop off some equipment. We're starting a podcast for a good friend of the show, Johnny Mosley. So that's happening today because Bryn's going out of town for 2 weeks coming up here.
I know. Believe me, I was counting the days today.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's out for 2 weeks. So Daniel, our old intern who works here now, is going to fill in for a couple of days, and then he has to go out of town.
He's actually not going to be filling in.
Oh, he's not doing it
at
all?
No, Hooman's going to be doing it.
Oh, Jesus, Hooman. You got to come in here, and he's got to show you how to put... Look at all these things.
I trained him like four times.
I need him for someone else's show.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm
Where are you going?
I'm going to London and Paris.
Oh,
we were
living in Paris.
Are you bringing your kid?
Of course I'm bringing my kid.
Why?
You're bringing a one-year-old to London?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
This is quality bonding time here. It's so fun for me. I mean, she's a great baby, and she travels well so far. We'll see how she goes now. She's a little bit kind of
That is
crazy
a plane
now.
Ride, man. Oh.
No, we flew. Yeah.
So from here, is that 12 hours?
Easy, right?
Ish. I don't know.
Or is that, is there a layover in New York?
I haven't put any thought into it. I don't know.
No, go direct. Go direct.
Oh, Anita's his travel agent.
She's my travel. Oh, she got a travel agent, too.
Oh,
we're flying
to London, yeah.
Yeah, in pretty good seats.
Wonderful. Oh, first class, huh?
I don't know, but, you know, it's not going to be. We sit back.
It's not going to be ghetto,
everybody. We get to recline a little bit, I think. So that's going to be nice. But, yeah, I got out at 10 o'clock. And
so he's at my house. He drops off some stuff. And I didn't realize that his expectation was that he was going to crash. I didn't know. I didn't.
Well, you offered it to me earlier in the day. And I was like,
I did.
So I thought about it. And then you forgot about it. Because when I brought it up, you were like, oh, you want to stay? And I'm like, no, it's fine. If you don't want me to stay, I'm totally.
I was like, no, you can sleep in Riley's room.
You don't remember asking him?
I really don't.
Yeah, she just said, you know, you totally can crash here if you want to. Blah, 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 blah,
I don't remember that. But I absolutely should have said that, so I'm glad that I did. And so he shows up at my house at like 5 o'clock.
With his bag, drops his bag.
Right. And,
Vinny?
Well, he goes, he's like, so where are you going to put me? What are you talking about? I don't know anything about
this. Shed.
Right. So, but, you know, Riley's not living there, so we have a bed that he can stay in. And it was just funny because I wasn't expecting it. And so he drops off all his stuff, and he's manic. Like, I guess you were running a little bit late.
Yeah, I was. You know, Hooman, if I'm
the movie's supposed to be at 7, and he wants you there at, like, 5:30.
5:15. Right, Who?
Yeah, well, that's what they asked us.
And if you're a little bit late, he gives you 50 texts. Right. Where are you? What's your update? What's happening? What's going on?
So annoying.
So, you know, I want to be early for Hooman. So I'm manic because it's rush hour traffic. I'm getting to your house from Millbrae, so...
Did you have to dress up? Did you guys do the red carpet?
We did, yeah. Look, I put on a button-down shirt.
Oh, you're amazing.
Nice jeans.
Wow.
But, nobody's dressed as nicely as Mahershala. If you look at the picture on
the
Alcine
Center. Of course.
Yeah. So we posted a picture. We cut out the director of the film. You know who directed this movie?
Who?
The dude who did Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, really? The original Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
So it's a great movie, then.
Well, it's
Sounds
funny
because like
the same guy directed Dumb and Dumber, too. You know, one hand you want to give him a hug, right. Next hand you want to slap him in the face.
Dumb and Dumber 2 wasn't the worst thing.
It just wasn't as, you know, nothing could ever live up to that first Dumb and Dumber.
What's funny about this director is we took a picture with Mahershala, and this guy's in the picture.
Bryn, you should have took your hat off at least.
Write a comment.
Thanks, Susie. And Hooman goes, who is this guy? So he cuts him out of the picture to put it on.
We cut out the director.
And then we go, that's the director of the movie. We should have left him in. My bad.
Well, you know, you must still have the original picture. Put it up.
Yeah, well, we got.
Well. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what time you got out of that.
I got
movie.
Out at 10. I'm heading back to your house. And
but he has to stop at the Deuce first.
I'm starving, first of all. I'm like
the
super
Deuce
hungry.
The Deuce doesn't have food.
I know.
No, no. So I'm driving around Mill Valley, and there's nothing open past 10.
It was Meridnight.
Nothing, right?
Like a McDonald's or something? Do you guys have McDonald's over there?
There's an In-N-Out, but you have to hop on the freeway. So the reason why I know this is because I stopped at the Deuce to talk to Anthony Carty, who is our board op as well.
Right. I'm is like, he bartending there?
Yes. And uh-huh. he's trying out because he's a door guy, but now he's trying out as a bartender. So I pull up and I get in there. I'm like, hey, is Anthony here? I'm like, yo, man, where's there to eat around here? I'm starving. And he goes, nothing, man. You got to go on the freeway to go to In-N-Out. And I'm like, oh, man, all right, give me a shot. So I took a shot and I left, right?
Give me a shot. Jesus.
Oh, and so I called John. I say, hey, John, is there anything to eat at home? Otherwise, I'm going to In-N-Out.
At home.
I'll be there soon, Dad. And he goes, yeah, man, there's some spaghetti in the fridge. I'm like, awesome. So I get back to the house, and then I hang out with John and John watching the Pats game, and there's 2 minutes left, and they recorded it. I'm like, there's 2 minutes left. How long is this? Maybe I'll sit and watch this last 2 minutes. But that goes for like 15 before there's still 1 minute left. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get out of here because they're rewinding and fast-forwarding and then commenting and then, you know, just the whole thing. And I'm like, dude, there's 2 minutes left, and they're up by 21. What are you guys still doing here? No, we're diehard, man. We're diehard.
Yeah, they have to pick apart every...
Well, it's not like they have a job to go do in the morning.
That is true. That is true.
No, that's what I said. I was like, this must be nice. You guys go sleep whenever you want. You guys do it. And like, jeez. Yeah, it is pretty nice.
Digging into edibles.
No kidding.
More edibles, John? Yes, John, thank you.
So this morning at 4 in the morning, I didn't know if Bryn had slept at the house or not because... He was saying if the movie got out earlier, if he didn't go, who's going to, because I was asleep when he got to the house. So I go down to Riley's room. I'm like, bang, 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 open up the door. I'm like, hey, what time you want me to wake you up? It's 4 in the morning at this point. He's like,
I was still adjusting, like, where am I right now? Yeah. Oh, right,
I'm like,
room.
Are you all right?
Is that you?
You okay?
Where am
he
I?
He goes, I set my alarm for 4. I'm like, it's 4 now.
It was 3:59.
He's like, it's 3:59. I'm like, all right, well, I want to leave at 4:35.
What time do you want to wake up? I guess I woke you up already.
Yeah, oops. Yeah, that is weird. What time do you want me to wake you up?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just
what time
do
you want me to wake you up?
IPhones.
I'm like, oh, all right, I'm awake right now.
Like, you guys talk? No.
We did. We actually talked a lot.
We didn't talk right then.
No, not at the moment.
Yeah,
Brent
never
still...
shuts up, man. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
blah.
My God.
Blah, blah, blah. He's turning my news down, and I'm like, what is happening here?
It wasn't important at the moment. It was like commercials or something like that.
Wait, you guys drove in together?
So he left his car to charge. So we left his car at my house charging.
We're going right back
we're
to our
house.
We're
going right back to the house to do the thing with Johnny
Mosley.
Might
as well carpool because we're going back and forth together anyway.
Right.
The charging.
By the way, Sarah's driving is a lot more aggressive than she...
That's not... First of all, that's not true. Secondly, you made me late.
Made you late. I was asking you to leave. Like, should we go soon? No, we shouldn't go yet.
I go, we leave at 4:35. Yeah, my alarm will go off when it's time to go. But then he was, you know, first thing he sets off the alarm and then he had to, you know, move the cars around.
It's annoying, isn't it?
He's like talking and then, to me the
yeah,
whole time.
And then talking in the morning... Your news, like, oh, dude, was shut up.
At one point, I put my hand on his leg. I'm like, listen, I want to hear the extended forecast.
There was only a few things you wanted to hear. I know that. There wasn't
and then the financial news starts up, which I want to hear. And he's like, oh, you don't care about this, right? And goes to
no,
Trump.
I'm like, no, I
do care about this.
I didn't touch the dial. I said, do you listen to this? She goes, yes, I do. And I said, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's how it went.
That is how it
And then he's giving me crap for my driving.
Well, you were complaining about everything. Everything.
Because you were in the car.
This guy over here, oh my God, what is he even changing lanes for? Why is he even exiting? I'm like, he's over there.
Is that your new friend? No, I was hoping we'd see Martin, my new friend.
We're too late for Martin.
Yeah, we're running wicked late. And then, of course, we hit that. They do this like rolling stop, whatever it's called, a police break, every morning on the bridge. So I leave 3 minutes earlier than I used to leave, so I don't have to hit that.
And?
Because every, remember?
And we hit it.
Every single day for 2 weeks. So we're so freaking late. We're up at the top of the hill, and then sports comes on. I'm like, oh my God, no!
Just what we were talking about yesterday,
we,
right?
I can't be here.
This is because of you, Bryn. This
I know. I'm like, oh, Bryn.
Because.
So we get
you.
Down, and sure enough, we're stuck in the rolling roadblock. I'm like, oh, this adds 4 more minutes to our trip.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God.
So we got in 3 minutes late to work. Sorry about that, guys.
Well, we noticed.
We did notice. I'm like, ugh,
we're not happy.
Well, Yuzi starts to get very, you know, upset if I'm not up there at, you know, 4 past 5.
No, she doesn't.
She does. She worries about me.
5:02. I'm like, okay.
Whoa.
Vinny this morning, I go, are you close? And then he walks and I'm like, oh, there he is.
There you are.
Concerned for everybody.
Anyway, we had a super fun time.
Will
together.
You let Bryn spend the night again?
Yeah, it was fine.
I didn't realize she was going to gripe this much about it. I thought we had a great time.
Listen, we got a show to do, you know.
It was maybe just, on the weekends.
It's just so unusual.
Not the weekdays.
Oh, well, he wouldn't sleep at my house on the weekend because he'd be able to just go home whatever time it was.
And Riley might be there.
Yeah,
oh,
that's true.
That's true.
I wouldn't want
the actual son.
Yeah. You're my other son.
Yeah, she even offered, like, I'll make you lunch today if you like. I'm like, thanks, Mom.
I did not. I said, do you want something to eat? And he brings in yogurt every day. Uh-huh. But, you know, his wife, his girlfriend, Anita, whatever, packs it for him. I'm like, I have yogurt and granola if you want that.
So all this was after you went and gave an entire tour of the city that day?
I didn't do that. I didn't.
Good for you.
Because here's the thing. So that was the plan, and we were going to do that.
Yeah, because you shot out of here.
I know. And I was bracing myself, and it's fine. Like, I'm happy to sit in a car and do the, you know, go up to Twin Peaks and show people around the city and stuff. But my computer is at a shop right now, and I needed to take care of that. Plus, I knew Bryn was going to come by with the stuff, so we needed to lug all our stuff out because we're setting up for this podcast. Like, this has been a freaking crazy. I have had a crazy week, and so. And everybody's, you know, it just came down to it all had to happen by today. So we got home and we sort of talked about how our day was going to go. And then my kids got to get picked up at school at 3:30. And I just went, I'm sorry, but we can't go. We can't take them around. So I call her up and she's like, no problem. We'll go to the winery. So her and her girlfriend went up to the wineries. You know, that's girls like
that. Let them do their own thing.
Girls like that.
They do. So then my husband and my brother went off to the softball game at 4:45 or whatever. And at 5:30, I'm just like, I'm in my pajamas. I'm showered. I'm ready for bed. Mm. I think you had already come and gone. And so I'm sitting there. I'm so happy. I'm just watching my shows. And I'm, you know, settling in. And my phone rings. Hey, we're back. We want to come over and go to the She Shack. And... which is my workshop out back. And, you know, we went to Michael's and we got some beads and we want to make... I'm like, okay. So I go out and I unlock the thing and kind of set them up and show them, you know, where all the...
Are they ripped?
No.
They were at the wineries.
They weren't ripped, though. They, you know, they had...
Couple
one
glasses.
Of them had, yeah, whatever. They were driving. And, but they are so excited. You know, they're like... They're just girls. They feed off each other,
sure.
And they're just they're having a great day. And you know, I was excited for them. You know how girls. You know, I'm like that too. You know how girls are.
Sure,
they're with a friend and they're having a fun day or whatever.
It's actually very nice.
They're on vacation.
I enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah, that's great. See, right, they're on vacation, and so I walk out, and I'm not. So I'm in my I'm like, well, I'll go open it up for you, but I'm like, I'm ready for bed. I'm in my PJs, and. I go out there and I turn on the lights and I get all the stuff out so that they can bead because they got all their beads. And they're, I mean, her friend, like, I love my sister-in-law. And this lady, Nancy, who this is the first I know of her, Nancy from St. Louis. Ding, ding, shame. You know, I don't know her at all. Mm-hmm. And man, she's, I think I told you guys this the other day because she was in the car with me when I got pulled over.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's a chatty
she
Nancy.
She never stops. Like, it's fine, you know, in doses. And I was only out there for about a half hour, so it was fine. But I would have been out there about 5 minutes, except that she started showing me the pictures of wine country that day and, you know, just telling me all the million stories about the wig party that she threw and this. I was like, awesome stories. I'm going to go. All right. Have fun, you guys.
Let me ask you this. When is she moving in?
Nancy?
I know, she's got a husband and a life in St.
Does
Louis.
Does she, though?
She used to, you mean?
Well, I've heard all about him, too. Mm. So I'm going to assume that's real.
There's room for them on the couch, though, right?
I don't know. That would be John and Dub's call.
Ned is like, you keep Nancy there. I'm going to stay back here.
Listen, nothing against Nancy. You know, she's a delight, I'm sure, if I got to know her. But man, yappity yap. And meanwhile, you know, Debbie's just sitting there. She's probably so relieved to not be. I'm like just like backing out 1 foot at a time, just like trying to get out of it. This is like, you guys are in my sanctuary and I'm leaving. Like, I gotta go. Can't be in here anymore. So that then it's like, you know, 6:30 at this point, and I'm sitting back on the couch, and John and John come rolling in, all the game this, the game that, and they're gonna go watch the. I go, hey, Bryn's gonna sleep over, I think. So
busy times for you.
Just too much for me.
It does sound
it's hard
like
for me,
a
Vin.
Lot.
I like only a little.
Did
like
the chatty
really
ladies
have...
come back?
They went. They would stuck out in the. Yeah. I was like, goodbye. Yeah. You know, beat away.
Have a... Were they still out there this morning?
No, but they were out there. They were out. You know, it was dark ish, 6:30 or 6:45 when John and John rolled in, and John's like, "Why are the lights on out there?" I go, "The girls are out there." Like, just I go, just please make sure the lights get turned off and the door gets locked. I don't care if they clean up. I'll clean that up later today. I know. So anyway, and then I have a huge day today, and then hopefully I'll nap. It'll be great.
What, enough time to party on tonight.
Oh, yeah. I got to get, you know, otherwise I'll fall asleep at 10. My eyes will start burning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have our regular card game going tonight, so. What did everybody else do?
We got to go. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What everybody
Friday.
Else do.
Do whatever we want. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, the new music's great today. New album from our friend Matt Nathanson. And so much more. Back in a second.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.